This is Florette Flo Kittner's second attempt at public office, and focuses of her campaign include job creation and helping working families by increasing the minimum wage to $10 an hour.
When you have these single parents or these homes where the parents are working multiple jobs, or even their second job, and they're making $7.25, you're looking at giving them a huge boost because, and I've said it before, as a mother of three, I know exactly where $400 a month is going to go. And a lot of people around us are going to find out too, like school supplies, so my teachers are going to benefit. But other things is it's taxable income. So whereas everybody wants to raise taxes, I want to give people the ability to supplement the economy in a different way. So we're talking about money that's going to go locally and state. So your board of supervisors now has more money to work with locally to put towards the schools.
Senator David Suderlein, who is looking to secure his second term in Richmond, thinks increasing the minimum wage could lead to more problems for families.
I think that when you artificially increase the wage, you have the consequence of, in real life, lowering the hours that people are able to work. Because the company, the business, small businesses usually, they're not profiting any more from that. And so the result is they have to lower hours. It's the same consequence of the employer mandate on insurance that the President Obama's administration pushed through in health insurance law. The consequence was saying if you worked X number of hours, you guaranteed health insurance. Well, guess what happened? A lot of folks no longer had that many hours. And so now they no longer had health insurance and they no longer had as much money as they were making before.
You are listening to a longer listen segment with Republican 19th District State Senator David Suderlein and Democratic challenger Florette Kittner. Kittner, who supports the Second Amendment, says rhetoric has delayed a serious discussion on gun control.
Saying they're trying to take our guns makes many people instantly jump to all guns versus they're trying to take some that some people may own. And I think that's where there's that disconnect and the scare tactics that are currently used quite often in politics. I'm not picking sides for that. It happens all around. The scare tactics that they're using in politics is to trigger strong emotions. So when you have people that feel that they need these to defend their property out in the middle of nowhere from animal attacks, to defend their livestock, to go hunting with, these generate a different kind of fear.
Suderlein said this when asked about what he considers to be common sense gun control.
Well, I don't support what Governor Northam's proposing. Governor Northam had a series of bills that he wanted to push forward just from an ideological agenda. He's gotten huge campaign contributions from out-of-state groups like former New York Mayor Bloomberg's organization has spent a lot of money trying to help him out, and he's trying to return the favor, and often that's at the consequence of the rights of law-abiding citizens. I was very disappointed when Mark Herring canceled the concealed carry agreements that we had with other states. He did that between the day I was elected and the day I was sworn in late winter of 2015, and that was one of the first bills I worked on, co-authored the bill that successfully reinstated that, and that was a bill, now law, that was endorsed by both the National Rifle Association and Democrat Governor Terry McAuliffe.
You are listening to a longer listen segment with 19th District Republican State Senator David Suderlein and Democratic challenger Florette Flo Kittner. Kittner says if elected, she wants to focus on improving the lives of rural Virginians.
We have a state that's supposed to be so forward. You know, we're constantly supposed to be moving forward, and yet we're leaving behind the majority of it, which is rural. We do have a heavy population in the urban areas, but the majority of the state is rural. And we can't just ignore it and tell everybody to move where the jobs are. The jobs are here. We just need to make sure that we're keeping the economy going so they can keep going.
Suderlein says if he is reelected, he will live up to a promise he made when running in 2015.
I didn't make a lot of campaign promises, but at that forum, I specifically said, if I have the honor of representing the Roanoke Valley in Southwest Virginia in the Virginia Senate, everyone will know I'm a Republican legislator, but I'll also be willing to work with folks from all stripes to advance our area. And since I've been in the General Assembly, there's been a Democrat governor the entire time and narrow Republican majority in the Senate. And I've introduced 23 bills that have resulted in new laws, which means every single one of those was signed by a Democratic governor.